Mark, I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me on.
We're getting closer to this legislative session. It'll be here just as the holidays are upon us very quickly here. Christmas will be here before we know it, and the start of the session will also be here before we know it, won't it?
It'll be here very soon, and we're looking forward to getting back to work in January. I think we're going to have an ambitious agenda to move forward, and hopefully we're going to be able to get some good things done for the state.
Would you say at this point that you think that, you know, we got all this leadership changing, and I think it's a good thing for a variety of reasons, obviously what happened here in Missouri, but even in Washington right now, I think people are hungry for change at both the national level and in Missouri, aren't they?
I don't think there's any question about that, Mark. I think people are hungry for change, and they're hungry for some solutions to the problems that have been facing us for a long time, and that's just as true on the state level as it is on the national level.
Well, so that makes a good segue into the reason that I'm having you on today, because you've been sort of backing Marco Rubio for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, it's something I was excited to join their effort a couple of months ago, and excited to be a part of building out a team here in Missouri.
So you've now gotten a bunch of other Republican lawmakers in the House to join you in support and endorsement of Marco Rubio?
Yeah, we had two really big announcements today. The first and most significant was the addition of Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard, who's agreed to join the campaign as my co-chair. Really excited to have his leadership in Southwest Missouri and in the Senate as part of the team. But on top of that, we were able to roll out a list of 18 fellow legislators who've endorsed Senator Rubio today. And I think if you look at that group, it's a really diverse group from all across the state, from all different backgrounds and walks of life, and I think it's a testament to the fact that, you know, Marco's message is resonating here in Missouri.
So why Rubio? It's interesting, you know, all along this process, people ask me, as you would imagine, I'm sure you've been asked this question even before you jumped on board, you have a horse in this race, who do you like? And while I was curious about Scott Walker for a while, especially because I knew him from my days in Wisconsin, I was a little disappointed that his campaign never took off, because I still think he's got some promise in the future. He just saw that it was not going to happen this year, and I give him credit for that. The answer that I most often give right now is Marco Rubio, because two things. I think he represents new, fresh ideas, a younger generation. I know that you're a younger guy. You're 38 years old. He's 44 years old. So you're both a lot younger than I am. But I also think he's probably the best hope for actually winning the White House. Outside of winning the nomination, which is going to be tough for any of these guys, I think he poses the biggest threat personally to Hillary Clinton next year.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't think there's any question about that, Mark. And if you ask the folks in the Hillary Clinton campaign who they're most afraid of, the answer they give you is Marco Rubio. You know, as someone who ran, when I decided to run for office, now it's been 6 years ago, I did so really out of a belief that people in my generation and Senator Rubio's generation need to start taking some more ownership over what our communities and what our state, what our country is going to look like. And the thing that has attracted me most to him is he's got a very optimistic message. I think he fundamentally believes in the greatness of the United States, and he believes that that American dream can be restored for not only our generation, but for our children's generation. I've got a 7-year-old and a 2-year-old at home, and I want to make sure that they have the same great opportunities that I had to grow up in what remains the greatest nation in the history of the world. And I think Senator Rubio does an outstanding job of articulating that message, and I think he's got the ability to follow through on it as president.
I simply flat out do not believe that you could win the White House as a Republican candidate being negative and not talking about optimism and the future. So that's one of the things that attracts me to him as well. But you know, there are a lot of conservatives out there. They don't like him. They still think that he's part of the establishment. They don't like his position on immigration.
Well, I think, you know, for a lot of Republicans, it's important that we realize you're not ever going to find anybody you agree with 100% of the time. If you want to find somebody that you agree with all the time, look in the mirror. That's what I tell people. And there's certainly things and positions that Senator Rubio has taken that I don't entirely agree with. But I think what we have to focus on is that it's time to win, and it's time to have somebody who can move the ball forward. I think Senator Rubio, in the position he's articulated on immigration, throughout this campaign, has been very consistent and in line with what most Missourians would want. And that is the first and most important step is to secure our border. And obviously all of the news we've seen around the world over the past week or so has reaffirmed that that needs to be the number one priority, and I think that's a position that Senator Rubio's taken. So I think as voters continue to learn more about where Senator Rubio stands, they're going to be very confident that he is a stalwart conservative, and he's going to move the country in a direction that a lot of people are going to like.
House Speaker Todd Richardson is with me this afternoon. I got to play you this because we might as well give him, he doesn't get enough attention, so let's give him a little bit more. The prohibitive favorite right now, Donald Trump, says this of Marco Rubio.
I look at Rubio, he's a lightweight. He's a lightweight. Everyone said, oh, Rubio, he's the next Reagan. He's no Reagan, that I can tell you. No, he's not a Reagan. I don't mind. Hey, he's a young guy. Maybe he'll do well. I mean, my hair is better than his hair, that I can tell you. Yeah. And I'm a little older. But no, these people are not going to bring you. They're not going to take us where you want to go. They're not going to do it. All talk, no action, nothing gets done. They're controlled by special interests. It's not going to happen, folks.
Now, I'm not a particular fan of Donald Trump being the next president of the United States, but I do understand why people are attracted to his message. And part of the message, even though he, I think he got a little pushback there on what he was saying about Rubio, and then he went back into humor mode with the hair comment. But one of the things that resonates with a lot of people is that these other guys, whether it's Marco Rubio or John Kasich, or, you know, even Ted Cruz, they're not going to change things the way that I, as an outsider, can change things. And I don't even know what your opinion is, Todd, of Trump overall. But again, you have to at least, this is tough for me to do, you have to at the very least respect the fact that he's hitting home with a lot of voters, and real voters, and people here in Missouri and across the country, when it comes to that message of, we got to shake things up.
Absolutely, and I think you see that top to bottom in the Republican field. You know, the great thing that for Republicans in this election cycle is we've got a number of great candidates who are running for office, and that stands in stark contrast to what you see on the Democrat side. So I don't think there's any question that that message that things need to change is resonating with Missourians, and it's resonating across the country. The real question is, who are we going to trust to actually get the job done? And I think Senator Rubio is the person that can do that, and that's why I'm supporting him. But there's no question, Missourians, Americans, are very frustrated with the direction of the country, and I share that frustration. We absolutely have to change course and start to fix some of these problems.
Looking ahead to the session, what right now, as you look at this agenda, what are the top priorities?
Well, I think, as I've said for a long time now, the first thing that we're going to begin work on in the House is to do some substantive, meaningful ethics reform. As I've traveled the state since I was elected Speaker, it's something that I get asked about on a consistent basis, and I think people are very interested in seeing us continue to improve the environment in Jefferson City. We're going to continue to monitor and deal with the situation of Syrian refugee crisis. Obviously, we have a governor who has taken the minority view of most governors in the country and decided not to do anything to ensure the safety of Missourians. So I'm sure that will be an issue as we come back into session. But we're gonna start with tackling the tough problems that face the state, things like transportation and reforming our Medicaid system to make sure it's the most efficient program it can possibly be. So it'll be an ambitious session. I'm looking forward to it, and I think we're going to have a great opportunity to get some things done.
I'm not a fan, you probably know this, I'm not a big fan of the governor and his style of leadership. And look, if we're being honest, a lot of Democrats aren't fans of the governor. They may not be willing to say that publicly. But a guy in your position has to have a relationship with the governor. So what is that relationship like right now?
Well, as I've told people before, I'm interested in having a relationship and the opportunity to work with Governor Nixon on the things that we can agree on. And I've worked hard to try to, you know, build that relationship to where at least we can communicate where our positions are. But I would very much appreciate the opportunity for the governor to engage more with the General Assembly. I think that's been a consistent complaint of the administration over
parties,
the last several years. And I really hope he'll improve in his last year in office.
Yeah, and that complaint, by the way, going back to my earlier, that's both parties have complained about that, haven't they?
That's right.
Yeah.
Not a partisan issue on that regard.
No. All right, Missouri House Speaker Todd Richardson, great to have you on the show, and I'll look forward to many more conversations in the future as you get ready to take over and head into the session.
Mark, thanks. I appreciate the opportunity. Take care.